Sunday, the 26th day of September 2004, and the Sunday night speakers meeting of Narcotics Anonymous welcomes our first speaker, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
I didn't expect it to be that quick, I guess. I don't know. Well, I prayed, okay, and I asked God to help me to give the message of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'll tell you, at 4:30, I had tears in my eyes and I was crying. Okay, and that's just how it is sometimes. It was a very humbling day. Okay, and it's usually a humbling day when I'm with my mom. It's real hard, you know. And if I hadn't learned the principles that I've learned here, by the way, this is only my opinion. This is how I do it. You know, I wouldn't have that relationship in my life at all. Because when I picked her up and she said, F you, I was ready to turn the car around and take her home. You know, and I have to remember that, you know what, I love her. She's my mom. And I only got one. And she's been real sick. And my dad died. Well, her husband died of 48 years. And she's losing her eyesight. She can't drive. It's been real rough. And you know what? One of the things that I've learned here, I've been able to help her through what I've learned in Narcotics Anonymous. Because she has no coping skills at all. And like I said, it's very difficult. Plus, I haven't gotten any mail in 3 weeks, and nobody in our building has, and dealing with the post office, and today, and I was dealing with the owner of our apartment building, and no gas bill, no water bills, no phone bills, and soon they'll be turning stuff off. So it's one of those things, you know what? I'm really powerless. And it's really making me crazy sometimes. But it's like, I know that I don't have to leave it there. From there, I can take it on. You know what? I know that I can be restored to sanity at any given moment, only because it's happened before. It's like the first time, in the beginning, I had to believe that my sponsor believed, and I had to believe that everybody else believed, because I didn't believe yet. And then as things started to happen in my life, and over again, I became more saner in different areas. I came to believe, you know, and thank goodness for the steps in Narcotics Anonymous, because life on life's terms is a bitch sometimes. It's really, really hard sometimes, you know. I mean, just driving on the freeway in Los Angeles can be hard sometimes. And, you know, and that's how I deal with it, you know. How long did I speak for? I'm sorry.
35 to get
5 hours. Oh. You know, I came to Narcotics Anonymous the first time, you know, in 1985, and just to let you know, I'm an addict. I started drinking beer and dropping whites when I was 18, and smoking weed. And by the time I was 20, I was shooting heroin. And by the time I was 21, I was in prison. And that's where that came from. And by the time I was 40, I was sleeping in MacArthur Park with my two dogs and two other drug addicts in a car. And then I came to NA. You know, I will tell you, you know what, I did not used to think I was crazy, but there's certain things that after a while, when you're clean for a while, you remember about things that happened, that, whoa, you know. I remember, and I think I was doing speed at that time, I remember going into the bathroom to pluck my eyebrows one day, and 3.5 hours later, I came out. Not only did I not have eyebrows, I had no eyelashes, my hairline was back about 2 inches, okay, and my face was as red as a tomato. I mean, it was crazy, and that's just some of the things, you know. I got here in 85, and you know what, I did the best I could. I did what they told me to do, and I stuck around here for 8 years, and you know, during that time, the one thing I would say during that time, I was fixing myself with a lot of other things. There's a lot of, you know what, our first step is we're powerless over our addiction. It doesn't say we're powerless over drugs or alcohol or any particular drug. It's like our addiction. And you know what, my addiction takes me to many, many places. You know, and when I first got clean that first time, it took me to Nordstrom's and credit cards, and it took me to relationships that I didn't write 4 steps on after they broke up, so it was always the other person's fault, you know, and I never had to look at my part, and I was a victim, you know, and And it turned into a real disaster. You know, like I said, I went out, you know, with 8 years clean. And you know what? You never know what's going to happen, okay? Because the women that I sponsored, those were the women that picked me up in that recovery house and took me to meetings. It was very hard to come back here. And thank God I'm one of those women that was able to do that. You know, and that was 9 years ago. I'm so blessed. You know, I was watching Oprah the other day, and it's like beyond your wildest dreams. She gave out all those cars. My life is beyond my wildest dreams. Okay, and I do have a new car. Okay, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a fancy job. I have the most wonderful people in my life, you know, and I have some integrity. I have some integrity, and I've learned to practice some spiritual principles. I have the best sponsor, you know, that anybody could possibly have. I love her so much. She's a woman I look up to. She's a woman I love. And you know what? When she asks me to do something, I'll ask her sometimes why, okay? I will do this. But you know what? I do it. Sometimes I'll question why I have to do it, but I do it. You know, and those are some of the things I've learned. I respect her. You know, like I said, it was very hard for me to come back here. I was only out there for 4 months, and I destroyed everything in my life. Everything. I destroyed that. It was so humbling. I mean, I nodded out in my sponsor's car on the way to a meeting. I mean, it was just, I felt terrible, okay? But you know what? I finally became willing to go into that recovery house. I went in there on their terms, not my terms. And I stayed 6 months, because I only thought I needed 30 days. You know, I came back to Narcotics Anonymous. I came back with my head bowed. It was real hard for me to share. It was real, and you know what my sponsor kept telling me? You just got to get some humility, Bonnie. You just got to get humble, and you got to get some humility. And I remember when I was in that recovery house, something came up. It ended up the people that ran the place, the treatment center, they were using, okay? And I kind of knew that, but you know what? I wasn't concerned about them. I was concerned about me. By that time, I was done. I was finished. I just wanted to get on with my life and go back where I came from, okay, and begin a new life again. And if something came up, and it was really sleazy, and you know what? I was done wrong. And I got really angry, and I said, I'm leaving here, and I was going to graduate in a month. I'm leaving here, I'm not staying here, it's not fair, and you told me this, and you did this, and this, and this. And my sponsor was at that convention in London, right? So couldn't get her, even though I know what she would have told me. She would have said, you know what, you stay. So I called my friend Judy to come get me, and she said, okay, Bonnie, I'm going to come get you. But if you decide, before I get there, that you want to stay, it's okay. Even though I get there, you just tell me. And you know what? It was like, that was one of the spiritual awakenings I had. You know, I was sitting there, you know, I made a commitment to finish what I started at that place. And, you know, here I caused to see, I'm leaving and I'm, you know, in the heck with you and all this stuff. And I had to go back in there and eat humble pie because I decided, you know what? I needed to do what was best for Bonnie. I needed to not let someone else one more time make me the victim one more time so I could blame them. And that's what I did. I ate humble pie, and I went back in there and begged them to let me stay. And I graduated a month later, and I went on about my business. I believe that those were the kinds of things that set me up for my recovery today. Because sometimes it gets really hard, just like I said with my mom, you know. And my sponsor believes in humility. That's like at the top of the principle list. Besides honesty and open to all that, is humility and staying humble, okay? I will tell you that I don't have to worry about walking into a room of Narcotics Anonymous because of wreckage that I caused along the way. You know, and I've learned through her not to take on other people's wreckage. You know, because it's very easy for me to do that too. You know, like I said, you know, I'd rather blame you for my defects of character. I came back to Narcotics Anonymous, and I did everything she told me to do. I stood up in meetings, I did all that stuff, and it was very hard. You know, and I had nothing. And I went to live with the girl that sponsored me, and I mean that I was living with when I went out. And this girl didn't know if she was going to come home and find me with my head in a dog food bowl or not. I mean, poor thing. I mean, she had like 14 years at the time, okay? And here I was all together and everything as far as being clean. I was in whammo, and I just completely did an about face. But she watched it all. She watched that whole relapse take place. I was in a really sleazy relationship. There were three of us in that relationship. Me, him, and her that didn't know about me. And I never even did that out there when I was using. I did it clean, okay, you know. But I saw him most of the time, so I thought I had the upper hand in it. You know, it took me out the door, you know. And like I said, you know, At one time I said, I was willing to pay the price. And I didn't know the price was going to be so high. You know, it was a service around here. I worked some steps. I'd sponsored some women, and it was tough. But, so I came out of that treatment center, and, you know, and I thought to myself, am I ever going to have a life again? And life showed up for me. You know, I did what I was told to do. I was really, physically, I was really in bad shape, and I couldn't go to work. And I moved in with my old roommate, and she was pregnant, and she had a baby, and I remember, I thought, what am I going to do with myself? I'm making myself crazy all day here. You know, I'm going to a meeting every night, but my sponsor says, well, why don't you take care of her baby? She just had a baby a couple of weeks ago. I said, because I don't know anything about babies. And she said, oh, you take care of men and puppy dogs really good, Bonnie. You'd be really good at taking care of a baby. And I was like, really? And, you know, it was so hard for me to ask her. Because I thought, she's not going to want me taking care of a baby. I've only got like 6 months clean. And you know what? That was the beginning for me. I fell in love. That was the love of my life. You know, it was that baby. And it started a whole new thing for me, you know. I mean, I remember when, I didn't know anything about babies, okay? And you know, and here I am rocking this baby, and I don't know any lullabies. And I'm rocking her in the rocking chair, and I'm burping her, and I'm singing 100 bottles of beer on the floor, you know? I mean, I don't know any of those nursery rhymes. Let me tell you, that was 9 years ago. I know all the nursery rhymes now, okay? And I have taken care of many babies since that. You know, I mean, right now I take care of a 23-month-old baby that he's absolutely the best. And his family, his parents love me. They have no idea where I came from. They have no idea I was in prison. They have no idea I was on methadone for 15 years. And you know what? They don't need to. You know, when I went to work as a nanny, the NA sticker came off my car because they believed that my anonymity, as far as outside view and the rest of the world, is very, very important to my success, you know? And they don't have to, nobody needs to know. And if you know what, I'm proud to be a woman in Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm proud to be a woman in recovery. I love NA, you know? I truly believe in what NA stands for, you know? I have a God of my understanding that has taken me, you know, taking care of me. I mean, when I think about what I've done to me and how I've been taken care of along the way and how I've been blessed, you know, I have the friends in my life that I have are my fan club, and I'm theirs. You know, I couldn't ask for better people. I really couldn't. I mean, today was a rough day, and I was sitting there and I said, God, my sponsors are all busy. They're all self-obsessed right now, okay? You know, so I'm like, and my friends in the valley are busy, and I'm like, so who can I bring? Who can I get to go to this meeting with me? Ta-da! I called Eva. God gave me Eva's name, okay? Eva needed to go to a meeting anyway, you know? And when I saw her, she looked at her number and she went, oh, I guess I'm supposed to go, you know? And you know what? Those are the things I'm so grateful for today. I've learned to laugh in recovery. I've learned to have fun in recovery. I enjoy life. You know, I've done some things that are so awesome. I went to the Bahamas and swam with the dolphins. You know, never in my wildest dreams would I have believed that I could do that. I've been to Hawaii numerous times. I mean, you know, it's my life is full. My life is full, and my life is good today. Oh, hi, Bonnie. You know, I, like I said, I have a wonderful sponsor. Oh, that's the phone. I thought that was kind. I thought it was a bell that was going off that I was supposed to drop or something. You know what? I have a wonderful sponsor, you know, and that relationship in my life is really important to me. And when she became my sponsor, she was my roommate sponsor. And she was also, most of the women in NA that had a lot of time and that I used to hear speak at meetings and everything, that I used to really look up to and really respect, she was their sponsor. But they were like, you know, they really walked the steps and they really did the things that they talked about and everything. And that first time around, I would like think, you know what, these people are really too serious here. I mean, this is like not that serious. And I usually, and you know what, my arrogance is they're just NA Gold Card members, you know. And I'm an NA Gold Card member now, you know. All it did was take that relapse. That's all it took for me. You know what? I worked the steps. I can't tell you that I get up every morning and start writing on that thing or that I'm doing that 10-step every night because I'm not. I should be, but I'm not. And I thought, finally, I finally did the 10-step and got off of it, and I'm on to the 11, you know. But I do them to the best of my ability. And I think the most important thing for me is that, you know, for me, it's real easy because I'm not stupid. I can write on a step really good. And I can read it to my sponsor really good. I can answer questions really good. But practicing the principle from that step in my life, that's the part. That if I can do that on a daily basis in my I know that I'm doing something and I'm okay with that day. And that pretty much I've been able to do. There's some days that it's a little rougher than others, you know, and that's where, you know, I have to look at my defects of character, I have to look at my shortcomings, and I've got a long list of them, you know, and my sponsor, you know, is like really into that. She's into that 100 defects of character, you know, and then writing down the spiritual principle. I've known, she told me, to write 100 defects of character. And then to write down the spiritual principle of that. She said, and you can look it up in the thesaurus. And I went, well, what if it doesn't have a spiritual principle? She said, trust me, Bonnie. She leave it to me. So what if? I'm always questioning things a lot of times. She said, trust me. Every one of them has got a spiritual principle. Every one of them has got the opposite. You know. And it was real easy for me to write down the defect of character. It's real easy for me to write down the spiritual principle, the opposite. The hard part is changing the behavior. And it's still difficult today. You know, it's real easy, like, pretty much in the area of honesty, you know, and not letting people give me too much money back or things like that. But sometimes it's real difficult, especially when I get into self-righteousness and being judgmental and, you know, and all that stuff. And like I said, you know, when our first step deals with, you know, like addiction. And I do have other addictions. Gotta tell you, you know, the latest one was I like to gamble. You know, and it's been real hard for me. That's another real humbling area in my life, you know. But you know what, I've come a long way in that area. And I'm still in the process of that. My God, it's not up yet. No, it's not up yet. Oh, okay. I got 5 more minutes?
You do,
oh, okay. You're going to give me... That's fine. Okay. Like I said, you know what? I really believe in this program. I believe in a loving God. You know, I believe that He's the one that's brought me this far. You know what? I didn't crawl out of MacArthur Park by myself. And I didn't crawl out of that treatment center by myself. And you know what, when I did get to that treatment center, one of the things that I realized was, you know, I knew that it was over when one of the girls that I'd used with was also in that detox with me. And I'd been there about 3 days, and she came in, and she'd been there one day, and she got a very large settlement check of $25,000. And she told me, she said, let's go, Bonnie. And I sat there, and I couldn't believe it came out of my mouth. I said, it's not enough. And what's really funny is, 20 years before that, I had been in that same treatment center, and somebody had $20, and I left. Okay? And $25,000 wasn't enough. And I knew at that time that I was done, that I was finished, and that it was over. You know, we have a disease of addiction. I believe that, you know what, that's why we keep coming back. You know, it's like I've had to go through, you know, I spoke in a meeting last at a convention in Greater LA, and the gentleman I spoke with, he was just really awesome. He really was. He was coming up on 20 years, and 2 months before his 20 years, he had to take a newcomer chip. And he talked about medication, and you know what? And nobody usually talks about it around here. And there's a lot of people on medication, and for different things, whatever it is. And he says, you know what? He says, I wish somebody had talked about it when I was taking that medication. He says, and true, I was in pain. I had back pain, you know, it was real hard and everything. He says, but he says, medication is a drug, and you have to be just as careful, you know. And I realized that, and I've had many surgeries. I mean, by the time, I've had 3 open heart surgeries. Okay, and I'm doing pretty good today, I got to tell you. I chase a 3-year-old, well, a 2-year-old around all day long, you know. He knows every mall in Los Angeles, okay. I mean, he really does, you know. He's the best, you know, and I know every park. And I know all the other nannies, and all the mommy and me classes, and all the little games, and the nursery, and we do this whole thing. I mean, you know what, and when he comes running up to me and wraps his arms around my legs and says, I love you, mommy. Nothing could make my heart feel fuller, absolutely nothing, you know. And, you know, but when I spoke with this guy, and I realized the humility that it took for him to take that newcomer chip, 2 months before 20 years, he was talking, he said, I really wanted to be a dinosaur. You know, and it's like, I thought to myself, what courage that takes. What courage it takes to come back in here and to rise to the occasion one more time. You know, and it's given me, you know, it's given me more patience and more tolerance with people that are new in Narcotics Anonymous. I've really tried lately, I've really been trying to put my hand out. When I came around here and I was new the first time, you know, it was the little things that were important. I know, okay. It was the little things. I remember being at my second meeting, and this guy Joe, and he's not here anymore. And I remember him coming up to me and saying, how you doing, Bonnie? And I was so shocked that he remembered my name. Somebody actually, I was important enough, and it was only my second meeting. Somebody remembered who I was. You know, those were the little things that became important. There was a guy named Gene, and ended up being a friend of mine's father, and I didn't know it at the time. And he would always come up to me and say, you need a ride home? Because I'd walk sometimes 8, 9, 10 blocks, and I was not in the best of shape. And I'd say, yeah. He'd always give me a ride home, buy me a pack of cigarettes, tell me he'd see me the next day. And he ended up being a really good friend of mine that I had done time with in prison. And I remember him telling me after about 6 months, you know, my daughter is a Claire, and she's trying to get clean. And I remember, what was her name? And he said, Georgette. And I said, really? I says, I know her. And I went to Claire, and she was getting ready to leave that day. And I went to Claire, and I told her, don't go. I said, there's people just like you here. I said, just a bunch of addicts trying to stay clean. And she stayed. And she passed away with 18 years clean just about 6 months ago, you know. And, you know, those were the important things in my life. Those are the important things that happened that made me keep coming back. That said, you know what? There's addicts here, and I know that a lot of them have been through what I've been through, you know, and they found a way to stay clean. You know, it was the only thing in my life that gave me any kind of hope. I tried everything else. I've been in $800 a day recovery houses and used every single day of it. You know, I mean, and the only thing that I found that worked for me is Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you so much, Jim, for asking me to share, and hopefully I carry the message of NA. Thanks.
I've asked an addict to read the 12 traditions while we're